This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Do you know what I was thinking?
What? Go on, what's going on?
Yesterday's podcast intro was so good.
Was it?
What did we do again?
Oh my god. Emirates and stuff like that. So do you know what? It's been a while, but I'm sorry. Sometimes it's okay for us to be like, let's move loads, we're doing this together.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What's happening? How are we?
Thursday.
Finally.
We're getting there. I was gigging last night in Kilmainham.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
In Jokes in Kilmainham weekly or monthly gig on a Wednesday. Check them out. But the guy who runs it, he's a comedian, Cullum O'Regan. Mm. And I gigged with him there a month or so ago. Well, before Christmas it was. He does that like gig for moms and babies and babies
that's on at
like 10 a.m.
So
this was like the adult version of that, so I've like seen him a bit over my pregnancy, and he arrived into the pub last night and he was like, oh, you're at the stage where you just have to accept your real hair colour now. You can't be dyeing your hair anymore. And I was like, I actually paid to have this done. I chose to have my hair this colour, Colin. And he was like, oh yeah, no, it looks great. I just didn't recognise you.
Oh my God.
This is so much worse for you because I don't care. But
it's funny how there's so many things in pregnancy that you're not allowed to, but getting your hair done.
Dye your hair.
No, I have to draw the line somewhere.
But did dye your hair, right?
No, I did dye my hair. But I think that could have been a thing back in the day.
To draw the line somewhere. She's been bungee jumping. She's been flying planes upside down.
Banana jump zone. But no, I think I remember one of my aunties not dyeing her hair during pregnancy, and everyone was like, come on, you're grand. I'm sure someone will text in now and be like, do not dye your hair. But
anyway, you did dye your hair.
It was fine. Yeah, I did. But he thought it was like my natural hair colour that I'd been like fighting.
And you chose that colour.
He was like, that's what you did. That was deliberate. He was like, yeah, thanks.
What a great guy.
That man, I'm sure, didn't get much sleep last night. I'm sure he's still thinking about that.
Your number one hit music station.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
From Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Thursday and that means after 8:30 we will play the girly quiz with our Dave a little bit later on.
Woo! I was telling you yesterday I was unexpectedly going into the NCT. I thought it was happening on Friday because the date was the 28th of January, which just to me seems like a Friday date. I was like,
are you someone who sees days of the weeks in colour or anything like that? Or
no, nothing like that, but I don't know what it was. I was just like, that's a Friday, surely. Anyway, it's famously not. It was a Wednesday.
It could be any day, like.
But yeah.
Funny,
I got it wrong.
But I presume because the first would be a Monday, the second would be a Tuesday in your head.
And I don't
If you go to the 7th, the 7th would be a Sunday.
28th,
the 7th would be a Sunday then.
But 28, I don't know, something about it. It was giving Friday.
I know what you mean. Sometimes you realise that whatever kind of opinion or decision you made in your head is absolutely ridiculous. But at the time you're like, okay, grand, that's Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, but thank God I didn't miss it anyway.
You had it serviced though, didn't you, the car? Because
I didn't have it serviced yet because NCT was on Friday, ran out of time. But anyway, it's grand. I did the old fashioned NCT, which is
hope for the best.
Go in, see what's wrong with it, do it again.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always go in there kind of ready to fight because like, not fight, but like defend myself because they're pretty grumpy in there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like no matter how positive.
They're also really, they can be really rough with your car. They broke my car.
Oh my God, they rallied yours around the place.
They rallied mine.
They were shaking it up. They put it up on those stilts and like.
It was never the same since.
It was giving Chandra. Yeah. some poor fucker driving that around now. Tin box. But so I pull in and there's the guy who greets you who I know I'm never going to get anywhere with. Do you know the guy who's like reverse into one of the spaces on the left and take the key into reception?
Oh,
and
like, you went to Green Hills?
Yeah. You know the guy. And I'm like, look, that's all he has to give. I can't. Like, I'm not going to win with him.
Did you kind of up the pregnancy? Were you holding your back, getting out of the car with the belly and all?
This one
would forget to do that.
I'd have been like, oh Jesus, will you help me out there?
You know what? I wasn't doing it too much, but I don't think I needed to because everyone in there, apart from reverse into space on the left, bring the key into reception, was so nice to me.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, maybe it is.
Do you know when you go up to in the one in Green Hills where you go and you pay the window? They are so lovely.
They were so nice. Lovely yesterday. Really, oh my God, they were chatting away, having the crack. And even when I walked into the reception, this man, now, like, he didn't work there. He was just, like, getting his own car NCT, but he was like, did you pass? And I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm just going in now. And he was like, oh. And, like, obviously he doesn't work there, but I was like, there's still a sense of community here. Like,
we're sticking around.
You know, I was like, oh my God. I want to see what Greenhouse is all about.
I'll go back tomorrow.
Well, I will have to.
Spoiler.
No, it's grand. I only failed on one thing, which that's to grand. Me is
a visual or a retail.
It's a frawly pass.
Yeah.
It was, hang on, let me get it now.
You don't know if it's a visual or a retest?
Yeah, it's a visual defect.
Oh, amazing.
Which to me is optional.
You don't even have to book it then.
Well, it said
it's optional.
A retest must be completed by 27th of Feb. Grant.
Do you need to pay?
It's he underlined retest fee €40, which I was like, why?
So you do need to pay.
Why though?
Because it's a retest. It's not just looking to check something's done.
They probably have to put it up on the stilts again.
Annoying. Anyway,
what's the fail on?
What failed on was the CV boot.
Ah, means
it's frayed/cut.
I swear they make things up.
They do make it up, but they said major, underlined it, and said
it's
major.
Always major. But if it's any fail, it's major.
Major. Everything else was a pass, which to me is pretty good. So I just ring my dad and tell him what it is, and he was like, ah, the fuckers. And I was
can
like,
I say something
I
that
here.
Happened to me the other day? I got my car validated, right?
Lovely.
And ever since,
you're very well for yourself.
I'm really not allowed to. If you see, just stays at the back of my car for the dog. Anyway, got my car validated. And from the second I like drove off in it, my brakes like feel perfect, but sound funny. Really? There's a water trapped in them.
Oh
no.
And I wonder if I can go back and be like, guys, can you get the water out of my brakes?
You used to have had such bad
experiences. We've had such wet valets.
Yeah, with getting valets. I never do. I'm doing it myself.
So rank. Yeah, get them to drink.
It's not like we don't have time. We finish at 10:30.
I know, but you need to be taken to the bed at some
point. They're squelchy like. Oh no.
Emma's got squelchy brakes.
It's 7:15. Here's Benson Boone on Spin. He was a
stranger. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I just might. Bruno Mars and I Just Might on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 7:21. How are you?
Hey.
We're playing the tricky 10 after 8 this morning. Your second last chance of the week to get yourself top the leaderboard and take the second last fuzzy charge snooty. Come on, get in touch and give it a lash this morning. Tricky in a WhatsApp to register on 087-711-1038.
Woo-hoo. You know the way before you worked in breakfast radio and you'd be listening to a radio station doing the breakfast show and they'd be like, hey, we're going to read the papers. 5 minutes. Stay right there. Here's an ad break.
Yes.
And you're like, why are you doing that? Because if I wanted to read the papers and know what was in the papers, I'd read the papers.
And also, the papers is yesterday's news.
Yeah. But that's true. We get all our news, like, you know what I mean?
Now.
On the minute.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I never actually thought of that. So when radio stations are like, oh, we'll get to the papers in 5 minutes. I'm like, why are they doing that? Like, and then I realised, because it's lazy and it's really easy. And producer Callum was off today, so I was like, hey, let's be lazy. Let's go through the papers.
Guys, I have no standards. Whenever this happens, I'm like, class.
Love it. You have to remember, it's very old school.
Yeah, fair.
It's kind of the time, like, it's the, doing the papers on radio is very much like the time when we didn't all have the Irish Independent app on our phone.
And not you
that
we all get
do,
it,
but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you just have it online anyway.
But they still do it on some telly shows as well, don't they? They're like, let's have a look.
Let's have a look at the papers.
And I'm like, I will have a look.
Two things going on breakfast radio before 7 are either a certain radio station playing out clips from yesterday morning's breakfast show. Yeah. quite obvious
a lot
yesterday.
Of them do that, to be fair.
Yeah, they're not live. They're not actually there.
Live from
7.
6. Good one.
Yeah. Don't say a word live until after 7. But anyway, apart from me and Dempsey.
Of course.
He's here. And then the others are either doing papers or talking about what age celebrities are today.
Well, happy birthday to all.
That's my favourite thing. Can we do that tomorrow?
Hang on. Well, let me just check one before we get into the
page. I really want to do birthdays. Can we do celebrity birthdays every day?
Let's do that tomorrow for a
live. Right, so instead
of... Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll do celebrity birthdays today, record it, put it out at 6:30 and say we're live from 6:30.
Amazing. That's
there's no good ones today. Oh, wait, there is one good one. I'll tell you at the end.
Amazing. Hook us in there. So I had a look at the papers and instead of going through all the stories and what they mean, I just looked at the headlines.
Nice.
That's loud.
And we can guess what's going on.
Oh, that's what the news is all about.
Climate king. People thought I was mad. Now we're losing battle to save the planet from the Royal Man Cave. That is
Harry.
No, it's actually a picture of King Charles, hence Climate King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. He thinks that there's something wrong with the planet. Little does he know he's totally wrong. There's nothing wrong with the planet.
There's something wrong with the planet. He's a bit slowed.
Is that what he's observing now?
I have a feeling there's something going on.
That was on the front of the I paper. The Impartial News.
Oh, right.
Right.
I've never heard of this. It sounds far right.
Oh, my gosh. Allegedly. What papers have you picked up?
The front of the Irish Daily Mail. What a month without bread really does to your body. I'd say terrible things.
Yeah.
Terrible things. I'd say she looks awful.
The good thing about that headline is I'll never know.
Not relevant to me.
We won't go through it.
Not interested.
Reds run riot to sail into the last 16. Both Liverpool and Arsenal won.
Okay.
Who cares?
Well, you'd know that already, Emma. You don't need to hear it.
The only red that matters is United beating Arsenal on Sunday.
Okay.
How two ordinary Johnnies built a cash cow out of Colchi crack.
Well, yes.
I guess we're talking about the two Johnnies from Cahir.
We are. That's in the Herald. One of the Johns is holding a big hammer. The other one has a shirt on. That's what's going on in the papers for the two Johnnies.
The people's princes.
Yes.
Trespassers lost control of dog which killed endangered hare. I didn't know there were endangered hares.
Oh, that's bad.
Or do you think a hare, because I've refused to read the story, do you think hares in general are endangered?
Or do you think
it's just a specific type of hare?
Are they those hares that arrive by the airport? They're always on the roundabout.
Oh, maybe.
Would you know a rabbit from a hare now yourself?
No, but I got a rabbit when I was like 9 or 10 for my birthday, and I think it was secretly a hare because it was absolutely mental. You could never catch it, and it just always hated us.
That's
and
cool.
Would never let us.
They do be on golf courses and all.
Do they? They're bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
That's all I know.
I remember. Yeah, I can see them now. The big old buttocks on them.
Bigger and maybe less domesticated.
Bigger
looking.
Ears.
They'd
maybe
survive a fight. Maybe
bigger
more
jump.
So. Yeah, they're kind of given kangaroo.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
like a wallaby or something.
Yeah.
Kneecap announced new album saying Starmer was the motivation we needed.
Very good.
Okay.
Which I am enjoying. And the Critics' Choice for your television pick for tonight is The Apprentice is on at 9 on BBC One.
Do you know what,
so that's the papers.
I think we're missing something.
I enjoyed that.
Do you know what I also like about it? I'm in no way more knowledgeable about anything. Apart from Kneecap have a new album.
Well, I know that now.
Your commitment to not learning. Whose birthday? Oprah Winfrey's.
Great. This is where we guess her age now.
Oprah now is,
would she be in her 70s, Emma, do you think?
Would she be in her late 60s, Dave?
Oh, God. I'll go with 68 if you go with something else, Emma.
Right, then if you go for 68, I'll go for the crack then.
Right, go on.
To be really mad. I'll go a little bit higher.
Go on.
So I'll go.
And we'll find out after this. No,
they were both doing the exact same pose. The two of you both like had your hands to your face.
I'd like to guess that Oprah might be a biggie. It might be a roundy 70 today.
Oh, go on.
No, she's 68.
Guys, she's 72.
Oh, whoa. She looks great, I don't know.
Lovely on it, Oprah.
Lads, we're doing Breakfast Radio all wrong. Loved the papers. Loved guessing Oprah's age.
Who cares about our own original content? Yeah. Let's do this.
We love hares, or know that hares are endangered. We've all learned something this morning.
Here you go.
Tate McRae now, this is Spin.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged.
We were chatting the other day about Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner. A lot of ads on radio and TV about it at the moment, putting the pressure on. It is February 14th, guys. We're only a couple of weeks out. And I'm only with Jack a year and a half. So it was on my mind across January. I was like, I wonder now what we'll do.
You're only with Jack a year and a half?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It feels like much longer than that.
We're only together. I only met him 2 years in July.
That's mad.
Oh my God. So, because me and Pippa met in like September.
Yeah, you're only a couple of months after us.
Oh my God, that's nuts. Why do I feel like you're like together years?
Maybe because we live together.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
That's probably why. Because it was different, because Jack lived in England.
Yes,
yeah,
so we kind of had to move in together. Anyway, so we were thinking about Valentine's Day. Only around the corner, and I've mentioned loads now that my parents are away on holidays on a trip, and when they come up to stay with me in Dublin the night before they flew off on their big trip to New Zealand and Australia, we met up with some friends. My mum and dad are really good friends with my friend's parents. We all met up to see them off on their trip, and this is my friends Aveen and Blanid, and Aveen's boyfriend was there as well, and the girls were just saying, geez, we haven't been down to Waterford in ages, we'd love to get down. And my mum and dad were like, but sure, the house will be free. We'll be gone for the 5 weeks, six weeks. Why don't you go down when we're away?
Of course.
So the girls were like, oh, that's great.
I wouldn't trust him.
Great.
They go robbing the place.
Place wrecked.
So we were thinking about all the things we could do. Let's do like the sauna and the sea swim. Obviously, hang out with my niece and nephew and my sister and her husband.
That sounds great.
Do the Waterford Greenway. Like have a real wholesome kind of weekend. Wholesome. You know. So that was kind of, that plan was kind of coming into action. And as we were sitting in the pub, we were sitting with the two sisters looking through the dates in the diary. The only weekend that suits everyone is Valentine's weekend.
Oh no.
Right? That's kind of grand to me. I kind of looked at Jack and was like, thumbs up. And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, grand.
So were you a little bit disappointed when he said yeah?
No. I was kind
You're
of
like,
just,
fight for me. Fight for our romantic weekend.
You don't have a secret trip booked away?
Yeah, there's definitely nothing in the calendar I need to know about. No, no. I'll belt on
We're
with
not
these
off
plans.
To power squirt, no?
No. So my Valentine's weekend will be spent in my parents' house, no doubt with my six-year-old niece staying in my parents' house with me because she won't want to miss any of the fun with the girls. With a couple, another couple, one of my best friends, with my, as I say, my brother-in-law, my sister, like cycling the Greenway with a load of dogs. Look, yeah. That's kind of the plan.
It's not my brother-in-law that's selling it to me. Nothing says romance like that.
Not a very sexy Valentine's.
No, no. And what really umps it up a little bit more is that when we come back to Dublin, having had this very non-romantic Valentine's weekend, we're going to a really romantic gig.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. You'll smile. You'll sing. Become heroes.
Oh. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Wow.
Yeah, go to the streets for Valentine's. Yeah.
There's an aphrodisiac.
Very romantic.
Dave, come on, tell us, what have you got planned now? Bet you're spoiling the love of your life on Valentine's weekend.
On Valentine's weekend, I am skiing with my family and she's not coming.
Wow.
Wow. That's actually on
Say
the...
Say it again, slowly.
Skiing with my family and she is not coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
She certainly is not.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. So, basically, I arrive home from skiing like at like maybe 6 o'clock or something.
Oh, well,
so I still have time on the Valentine's Day. So I was like, right, well, I got to book something.
Yeah,
you know,
get
make it
together.
Sexy.
So you are home Valentine's.
I'm arriving home, but we have to go into town straight away.
Right.
Because we are going to see Neil Delamere in the Olympia.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The most romantic comedian of them all.
Of them all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I am actually really looking forward to it. And I know she is as well. It was a present she got me like ages ago.
That's cute.
Oh, sorry.
So it just so happens to be on Valentine's Day.
Okay, this just got dropped a notch. I was like, oh my God, he's coming home from skiing just in time for Pip. They're going to Neil Delamere, not very romantic. Oh no, it's actually a gift that she got you.
She got me
ages ago.
I'll buy the popcorn.
Lovely.
Very good. Oh. And the little maxi twists.
Yeah.
Well, from the Olympia. Okay.
I get the ice creams in, babe.
Now
Fiona, first Valentine's as husband and wife.
Oh,
what's the
don't
plan?
Really
oh, pressure.
All out of the water. Obviously, big, big plans for us. Last Valentine's Day before we become parents as well.
Oh, yeah.
So naturally.
Freedom.
Dwayne's mum is coming up to stay with us for the weekend.
What?
Obviously. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I should be there for the whole weekend.
She knows what times to pick, doesn't she? That
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Does that suit you? No, that's perfect. She's coming up from Cork and that's absolutely lovely. And then we will be going to the City of Love, Bray, County Wicklow.
Lovely.
To perform stand-up comedy at the Harbour Bar where
that's a great pub.
I can serve as a warning to everyone who's thinking of getting down and dirty on Valentine's
Day. Not to.
Use protection.
Yeah.
otherwise, this is what's going to happen. And I think my mom will come and see us there. So we've got moms on either side.
Okay, and you're performing some sex ed.
Performing sex ed, heavily pregnant. And Bob's your uncle. Who wins?
Guys, what happened to us, eh? What happened to us? That's really poor between all three of us.
I think not mine's great. All right. We're joined together by our...
By
aunt.
Our mothers.
And our mothers.
New Irish music now from Robert Grace. This is Home on Spin. How did you get so... Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, almost 4 minutes after 8. How are we?
Hello.
How
What's going
doing?
On? How are we? What's the story? I was telling you yesterday that myself and two of my housemates have started a lotto syndicate.
Oh, yeah.
And we were very excited for our first night of the lotto last night.
I have to say, when I saw your Instagram story, my stomach did a right flip.
Well, you see, we entered the lotto. We bought a physical ticket because I always feel like you hear about them winning on the physical tickets and not like online.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always
the shop in
Rathmines or the shop in Mayo or the shop in Donegal or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we won. We won the lotto.
What?
Yes, we
Why did you come in
Our
today,
very first
man.
Time, we were like, will we go to town? Will we go to the airport? What'll we do?
With your winnings, like?
€3. €3.
A euro each?
Euro each. Which goes straight back into the pot to win again next week.
That's amazing.
Now, the thing is, what we realised very quickly on after doing the lotto, that we don't really know how the lotto works. Okay?
Right.
So, and maybe someone can explain it. Maybe you can explain it. So we got the plus. None of us know what that means. Okay. We also got 3 quick picks. Okay. That's obviously where
can I ask? Is a quick pick
where the machine picks the money? There, we picks the numbers.
Is that just a line?
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 lines. Then you got.
So 3 lines we got. Right. So what the quick pick does is it gives you 6 numbers.
Uh-huh.
So we had on our first line 10, 17, 35, 37, 46, and 47.
Great numbers.
So that was our first line, right? So then it comes up on the lotto results. Here's the results, and then it also has a bonus number. And I'm like, how are you meant to get the bonus number? There's 7 numbers come up on the results. Only 6 are on the ticket. Mm-hmm. How does that work? Do you know what I mean? I don't understand actually how the lotto works. We're all very confused.
God, I don't have a clue.
Is the plus the raffle? Because we have raffle numbers as well.
Now, do you know who'd love to do a deep dive on this with you? I would say producer Callum, who's not with us today, is itching at the bit to talk you through it.
Do you think? Oh,
I would say.
Okay.
You need the one person in your lotto syndicate who knows the ins and outs of the lotto and the rules and the what have you, and the other two who are just in it for the love of the game and for the fun.
Yeah.
I would obviously be in column B, but you're going
to need to
assign someone.
Maybe producer Callum can do like a fool's guide to the lotto or something.
But yesterday we were refreshing the lotto app just to get the results. Scan the ticket. I scanned that ticket about 14 times, I'd say. For it to constantly be like draw in progress, and I was like, "What's happening? Have we won that much amount of money? Thought we won 7.5 grand or 7.5 million? You're doing all that, but like we had it
help
spent in our head. Go on, give me help.
Well, Alan just said, "Give me a ring. I can totally explain."
Right.
And then another person here, Agnes, says you need to go and watch "Beat the Lotto" on Netflix. It's a documentary.
Oh, interesting.
Okay,
not helpful at all,
but. Thank you very much. I did spend the money in my head already. We were planning on going to town. We were planning on calling in sick to work today. Maybe that's what happened, producer Callum. Maybe you won the lotto.
He won the 7.5 million.
Ah, that would make sense.
Well, hey, you've got €3 to spend. A euro. Actually. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to put it back into the lotto.
That's very mature of you.
Thank
sensible.
You.
That's sensible. It.
Listen, hang tight. The tricky 10 is next.
Tricky. 10.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Come on. Stephen is here this morning. What are you up to?
Just on the way to work.
What do you do, Stephen?
I work for AIB.
Do you do that while wearing a kilt or do you wear a suit?
Neither. Absolutely neither. Very casual in the office.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's all changed since COVID, hasn't it, Stephen? You can go and wear whatever you want.
Good.
And do you miss all your colleagues because there's so many machines in there now instead of people?
No, not where I am.
Okay.
My friends with the tech.
You're dealing with the mortgages or something there, Stephen. You have a few meetings with first-time buyers today, I'd say, do you?
Not mortgages, no. Business loans.
All business right. loans.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, Stephen, my most important question is, are you Stephen with a PH or Stephen with a V?
Stephen with a V.
Stephen with a V?
I have PH written down. Oh my God, stop.
give us 2 seconds while we scribble that out.
And address you properly. Stephen. Sincere apologies. Oh my God.
Stephen. Now, that is someone you could call Steve if you wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, you really could. It would be fair enough.
Stephen,
wow.
A fuzzy charred snooty, how would that fare in your house?
I'd probably give it to the wife. She's a cold creature. I think she'd appreciate it.
Are you one of those couples that are always on different temperatures?
Yeah, fair enough.
I get told every night, will you open the window? I'm like, what are you talking about? All right, Stephen, here we go on this. 55 seconds are about to go on the clock and Fiona's going to ask your 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard tomorrow, you'll win the brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. You have to beat Dara and David, father and son, currently top of the leaderboard. They scored 6, but they did it really fast in 52.06 seconds. So if you can get a score of 6 or more than 6, obviously that gets you top for now. So wishing you the very best of luck. Fiona's going to kick off and ask your question.
Best of luck, Stephen.
All right, Stephen. Stephen, the very best of luck. Are you ready to go?
I am indeed.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1900 hours?
7 o'clock.
At the time of their hiatus, how many members were in One Direction?
4.
Complete the title of the Shania Twain song, You're Still the What?
1.
How many letters are there in the word aubergine?
10.
Taylor Swift played the Aviva how many times in 2024?
3.
The Swan Shopping Centre is in which Dublin postal district?
God. 1.
How many terminals are there in Dublin Airport?
2.
How many Bridgerton siblings are there in the TV show Bridgerton?
Oh, God. 5.
How many seasons did the RTE crime drama Love Hate run for?
4.
Okay. Ran out of time. Just one question we couldn't get to for you there, Stephen. But not too bad at all. How do you think you got on?
Yeah, it was tricky enough.
Yeah, but I think it was pretty solid from you. We'll see. We'll have a look now. Let's top these up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, very score.
I know you're raging because you really want. I know.
I felt like it was more.
It felt like
in the
more,
moment,
didn't it? Because I feel like you were in a really, really good flow.
Yeah, Stephen, how do you think about 5? Are you raging?
I am, yeah.
Well, you see, let's go through some of the answers. You got the first 3 correct, and I was like, right, we're off to the races here. Then how many letters are in the word aubergine? You said 10. There's actually only 9. The Swan Shopping Centre's in which Dublin Postal District? I know Emma tried to help you out here by saying Rathmines. You said Dublin 1. It's actually Dublin 6. How many Bridgerton siblings are there in the TV show Bridgerton? I never would have got this. You said 5. The answer was 8.
And you know what that means? There's going to be 8 seasons.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
How many seasons did RTE crime drama Love Hate run for? You said 4. You were just one away. The answer was 5. We didn't get to the last question. So a 5 out of 9 is really not bad.
I think it's really good.
Absolutely not.
I actually did have to Google that, the Love Hate question, because I was like, was there really 5 seasons? I thought there was only 4. But there you go.
There you go. Stephen, thank you so much for playing. I hope you enjoyed it.
Well done.
Thanks
Stephen.
Very much. Cheers.
Have a great day. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye. One of my favourites. One of my favourites, Stephen.
He was fab.
Just nice big fan. Guy.
Do you know
big
what
fan.
I mean? He really laughed at our jokes when they weren't that funny.
Yeah.
Which is what I want from someone.
A generous laugh.
The show. Thank you.
If you would like to play tomorrow, final chance this week to go and do the business and win the lot. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Metro Boomin' of the weekend and Creepin' on Spin. Good morning to you. It's 8:20.
Hello. The best part of that song is the end. And I don't mean that the way it sounds. Genuinely, just that last bit where he's like, when you're better off that way. I'm like, that's so good. That is unreal. If you could just make the whole song like that, at the weekend.
It was, I haven't heard that in ages.
Mr. Weekend.
The original version was like that. Who was it? Mario? I don't want to know. It was like early 2000s.
He should be on the lineup for that big gig with Neo and
he's very that vibe, isn't he? Yeah.
I thought you meant the weekend. I was like, don't think so. He's in Croke Park.
It is Croke Park.
Do you ever just want to be quite destructive as a person? Like, Emma, I know you do boxing and things like that, and you know when you're hitting the boxing bag and you're like, do you know what, this feels great, I'm getting all my anger out.
Yep.
Kind of that vibe of going to a train station and when a train goes by really, really quick, you scream and gets all that anger out. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you're, you know, just the people who do therapy.
Me and my friends used to go to the beach and scream.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
So there is kind of an animalistic thing about it.
Yeah.
About kind of being destructive or being loud or being a bit mental.
When you were stressed, like real stressed, didn't want to do your emotions, me and my friend Claire used to drive to Tremor Beach and go for a breathing walk and then just do some screams.
I don't think I have this, because when I went to boxing with you, Emma, and we were like taking turns and I had to punch the bag and you were like, imagine the person you hate the most and punch them in the face, and I was like, I don't have it in me. Like, I think I'm,
that I could
too,
do
I think I'm too lazy for this or something. I just don't have the oomph.
It's funny, I used to, like, I remember like back at the time in my life when I was quite anxious and I just hired the volume up of the radio like to like 100 and just screamed.
Yeah.
To try and get the anxiety to be there's like, leave scene. Me alone.
That's I don't good. Know if you've watched Sex Education. It's such a fun show, but there's one particular scene where they all go out and just kind of, there's some kind of a dump or some kind of a yard where things are just kind of lying around anyway, so they weren't destroying anything that wasn't already destroyed or whatever. But they just went around beating
break stuff.
Now,
breaking
see, this
stuff.
Is what I'm that's talking
and
about.
And I was like, and I think, what I can't remember because it's a while since I watched it, but one of the characters really needed to let some anger out. And it was like, just do it. And then the relief.
Those kind of
like,
rave rooms.
Felt so good.
Yeah.
Those kind of rage rooms are great for those kind of things. But I was thinking of other things, like other kind of demolition things that I'd love to do. You can't really do in rage rooms. Some of them aren't even that. Some of them are just a bit mental. Like, say, for example, the reason I kind of thought about all of this was because I saw a car in a shopping centre in Charlestown. And I was like, I want to drive that. I was like, I want to drive. I want to do like a crash course around the shopping centre. And I just started thinking of random things that I'd love to kind of demolition. Do you know what I mean? Different things. Like, because I'd imagine if I drove a car into a shopping centre, I'd probably
is
crash
that a
into
word?
It.
I was thinking of different things I wanted to demolish.
Demolition, yeah. Demolish to demolish. Demolish.
Guys, that was great. That
we
was
got there good. Together.
The English language is beautiful.
Oh my God, the Facebook commenters are going, these are idiots. Anyway.
Demolish.
So these are a couple of things I want to do. I've seen them maybe in movies or I've just thought about doing them. I want to drive a car really fast through a locked gate.
Okay.
You know, one preferably one that has padlocks on it.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm always like, is the car going to break through it or will I just stop and crash and die?
Yeah, yeah. But that's the risk.
That's the beauty.
That's the risk. I want to throw a brick through a window.
Yeah, that's fun.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah.
Like, and I know therapists are probably listening going, okay, there's something wrong here. It's just mindless destruction is what I just enjoy.
Like, you don't actually want to destroy someone's house or cause anyone inside danger.
Not
it's
at
like
all.
If there's an opportunity to do it in a safe way, can I do it?
Yeah, a window that's being thrown out anyway, kind of thing.
Now, this one would be quite tough to do, but I was thinking if like maybe a building site could just contact me and be like, come on and do it over here. If you had to like get rid of like a wall, I want to hit a wall with a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah.
How good that's
that always crack. Looks really good.
Yeah.
It'd be so, so fun. I want to take the fear out of it by holding my phone over a height like on the Eiffel Tower and just letting it go.
Wow.
Then you wouldn't be afraid anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
you're not dropping, the phone is.
Yeah, but like I feel like whenever you're at a height, I'm clinging onto my phone.
Really?
Clinging onto it. I've such terrible fear of like falling with the phone or something like that. I want to cut a giant tree down with a chainsaw.
Oh my God.
That'd be fun.
The boys that I was in school with, they've set up their own company down in Waterford. They're tree surgeons and every day they get to cut down and sculpt trees. They're up really high and like
that
these
is
massive
so cool.
branches are like you know that really pleasing sound of like crunching wood.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that the job is called tree surgeon.
Yeah.
That never ceases to delight.
I want to do it with an axe as well.
Pauline,
wow. You'd be there all day.
Yeah.
Pauline has messaged Dave, bring bottles to the bottle bank and throw them in as hard as you can. Release some tension.
Yeah,
actually, not a bad shout, Pauline.
Feels really good when you hear the bottle cracking up.
And actually, probably something you could do in a rage room is that, and also this. I want to take all of my dinner plates and cups and bowls and smash them on the floor.
Oh God.
But like together, just a giant big crash. I know probably it sounds a bit destructive and stuff like that, but I just think it's good to get these things out.
You just want to have a bit of fun.
When we were bringing some old drawers to the dump recently, I was telling you that I really had a moment of like, oh God, Jack, because I was like, how are we going to fit these into the car? And he just punched through the back wall of them and then they all collapsed. And I was
I love that. See, I remember doing that like years ago with a chest of drawers. Like, and I was like, can I destroy it if we're thrown out? Mom was like, are you okay?
No, but it's brilliant.
So fun.
It's good for you when it's safe to do so.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and presentation.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. Each and every Thursday on the show, we quiz Dave on girly things. All started because he lives with loads of women in his house. He's got a fabulous long-term girlfriend now. He works with two women, one who is heavily pregnant. You would think, hey, he's learned something over the last few years. It turns out he kind of has, but he still has more to learn, as do the men of Cross Dublin and beyond. He's got three questions to get through and he must get everyone correct in order to win the week, but he does have two lifelines to help him out. And one is his phone, a female. It's Zina this morning. How are you?
Morning, Zina.
Hey,
how
Zina.
Are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
So, Zina, you know what I'm going to ask. It's maybe some people find it a bizarre question, but here we go anyway. What, when it comes to women, are you good at? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it body parts? Is it random other things? What is your area of expertise?
I say all of the above, then.
All of the above.
Go on, Zina.
A jackie of all trades and a master of
all.
A
little bit of life experience behind
it. Fantastic.
That's the stuff
we
love
to hear.
Now, regardless of how you get on, Zina, you'll win the 50 euro Just Eat voucher, so you're grand.
Lovely.
All right.
Happy day.
We'll definitely be with you soon. We always give this a mention if you do have little ears on the way to school this morning.
Yeah, nothing too crazy today, but just in case, if there's any conversations about womanly ways of the woman that you're potentially not happy to have with your child and your child is in the back of the car, maybe just have that finger hovering gently over the dial, ready to switch over.
And are you going to let your kid listen to the girly quiz, Fiona?
Yeah, definitely. They need to learn.
This is what I'm saying. As I say, if your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, you're not allowed to ask them questions afterwards that are going to make them feel uncomfortable.
Google it.
Google
like
it
a modern
yourself.
Child exactly. should.
Let's do this thing. Dave, three questions to get through. And number one this week. I think this is hard.
Okay.
Mm. Name three women.
Full stop.
Who are nominated at this year's Oscars for the best actress in a leading role.
No, that's too... That's ridiculous.
You can do this. Well, you know one anyway, definitely.
Yeah, but like... I wouldn't know any nomination. I don't care about the Oscars.
You don't care about women.
I don't care about women winning Oscars. I don't care about men winning Oscars.
I thought this might be your bag, kind of now.
No, this is...
What movies are big at the moment?
Showbiz Shannon on
that.
Spin's bag.
Yeah, it's a bit of entertainment.
Obviously, we have Jessie Buckley.
Yes.
Then I'm trying to think what other actors and actresses are there.
Yeah, think about who else has been floating around this year.
Well, no one from Wicked, I know, got anything.
Well, there you go.
So it's not Ariana Grande.
And none for Glenn Coco.
None for Glenn. So I'm trying to think what were the big movies. Like, I don't know. I don't know is the honest answer. I can't even think of a single movie.
You do have a Simplify. You can just name one if you want to use it now.
I don't know if Zina. I think it's such a tough question. And it's not, no hate on Zina. I just don't think that the, like, anyone would know this. Except if you love movies. So yeah, let's simplify it. Go for one.
Which you've already named.
Which I've already named, which is Jessie Buckley.
So that's that. That's lovely. In the
I don't want. I don't like this.
You didn't
this
like
a,
that one?
This is a bad start to the girly quiz.
It's okay.
And my energy is now low.
No, no. Okay, well, get it back up there. All right?
It's not up to me to pick you back up now, David Hammond. You can do
it
that
should
yourself.
Be. You knocked me down.
For God's sake.
You knocked me down. You should pick me right
well,
back
that's,
up.
That's what the journey is.
Do you know whose question that was?
Nick's.
Producer Callum's.
Ah, awful.
Prod Callum's. and we thank
but
him.
Give me others. Who were the others?
Of course. Rose Byrne.
Never would.
If I had legs, I'd kick you. That's Rose Helen from Bridesmaids.
Yes, I know her, yeah.
Emma Stone, Begonia. Is that the one
damn
she shaved
it,
her
yes,
head for?
Yes, I should have got that one.
Jessie Buckley, Hamnet. Renate Renies, Sentimental Value. I said what I said there. And Kate Hudson, Song Sung Blue, which I'd never heard of. I didn't know Kate.
I might have gotten Emma. Stone.
I think Emma Stone, you could have potentially got. I have seen Rose Byrne like floating around
yes,
a bit of these things.
Same.
So, but anyway, it's fine.
All right, go on. It's
question
all right.
Number
it's fine.
Two on the girly quiz. What shade of body hair is not best suited for laser hair removal? Dave.
Oh, now this could be. I don't think I need Zina on this one because I feel like it could be a 50-50.
You've already used it, hon.
Use your Simplify, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I just. What I'm saying is, I think.
Baby, honey, sweetie.
What I'm saying is I think it is a 50-50 already. Like, how,
okay.
Like,
oh, right. Yeah, I gotcha.
Like blonde, brunette or ginger are the only ones. Mm. I have a feeling that it's brunette. Like dark hair is bad for it.
Do you have any theories?
What is the question again?
What shade of body hair is not best suited for laser hair removal?
I'd imagine...
And when you say best, least suited, do you mean least effective?
Maybe it's ginger.
It's not really going to work on that hair. Like, you'd be told it's not really going to remove the hair effectively.
Okay.
Know?
I think this is, it's probably stupid to do this because it's probably, it can only be a certain amount of answers, but it still would be an absolute guess. So I think you're going to have to call in Zina.
Okay, very
you're
good.
Up.
Morning, Zina. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
Morning. Okay, here we go. I've got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what colour of hair is not suited to get laser hair removal.
I think you were wrong, Dave. I'm not 100% on this, but being blonde myself, I'm gonna go blonde.
You're blonde, so you would think blonde.
Yeah.
Have you gotten laser hair removal?
There are only certain areas that I can go. Fair hair.
Right,
definitely.
Okay. Interesting. Right. Well then, Zina, I'm with you. I'm backing you. And I am going to go with blonde.
You're locking in blonde.
And I'm locking it in. Yes!
Well done, Zina and Dave. We would have also accepted ginger.
What?
Or any fair hair. It's like the darker and thicker the hair, the better for laser hair.
I'm laughing so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a perfect candidate. Get me
I
up there.
Badly need it. Well done. You've won yourself the 50 euro Just Eat voucher. That was yours regardless, Zina, and a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank
have a
you,
lovely
Zina,
day.
Appreciate
well
you.
Done, Zina.
Have a lovely Thursday, guys.
You too. Good luck.
Bye. See you later. All right, here we go. Final round. Can you do it?
On my own.
Two for two.
So.
No lifelines remaining.
And in the past, when it gets to the third question, I have managed to come in clutch and get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say just follow your intuition, follow your gut, because sometimes you answer correctly and then you talk yourself out of it.
Famously, I've done that since day one of this
bloody
thing.
Don't do
that
today,
thing.
Right?
Okay.
This is a Fiona Frawley special. And it goes like this. Why might a woman use a comb during childbirth?
Why might a woman...
When you say use a comb, can we be more specific on that?
Well,
brush your hair.
Comb, like, why might you use it? I don't know. I can't be more specific without giving it away. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I would say this, if I may.
Go on.
Why might a woman hold a comb during childbirth?
Just giving it away.
I promise you it's not. Why might a woman hold a comb during childbirth?
This is something that Fiona's been like advised to consider, which is very interesting.
Okay, so obviously it's not to brush the child's hair when it comes out.
It's not ready to get ready for the Insta pics, is it, Fi?
Mm-hmm. It could be. It could be.
It's not to brush her own hair to get distracted.
It could be. It could be.
Do you know what? I have a thought, and it's... this could be really clever or the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Okay, I'm interested.
I'm not looking.
I'm not looking either.
Is it used for to show the distance that you're opening up to have the baby?
Opening up.
That the
you can know, you do any better than opening up after nearly three and a half years of this quiz? Opening up could be called what?
Could be called giving birth. It could be called.
Yeah. Starts with a D.
Dilating.
Very good.
You have to be dilated to a certain amount. I wonder, is it the length of the comb?
Okay.
And that's what you use to measure it.
I get you, because the comb has like the little teeth spikes and they're like markers.
I'm going to Google in centimetres the average comb.
Okay. So that's what I think. I think that you'd be like, oh, you're nearly at the end of the comb.
Right.
Look, here you are here.
Okay.
Is that your final answer, Dave?
That's it. I can't think of anything better. Final answer.
I have to say,
it's such a stupid
when
guess.
I'm in labour, the last thing I want coming towards me is a comb to show how far you're dilated.
But you
have a few more teeth to go, Fiona.
No, absolutely not.
That comb. So the average comb is approximately 15 centimetres to 20, or
okay,
roughly
well, that's
6
too,
to
that's
8
too big.
Inches.
If you're that big dilated, you're in trouble.
Yeah, fair.
The reason you might use a comb during labour is to squeeze into the palm of your hand, because you're apparently only able to focus on one pain at a time. So if you squeeze it into your hand and you focus on that pain, you'll be distracted from contractions.
Right, okay.
Isn't that so interesting?
So I've after ordering one.
Are
you? I'll let you know how I get on.
You wouldn't. I was going to say you wouldn't do a stress ball, but obviously that wouldn't be hurtful.
It's not sore.
Isn't it crazy though that, you know, like obviously women, millions are probably giving birth right now, but at the same time it's like, we're at the point, guys, of will you hurt yourself with the comb to distract from the other
have
hurt?
Have more pain and you'll be grand.
Fiona, are you scared?
No, I've got my comb. I'll be around.
Some reviews in on the first question on the girly quiz, which was kind of show busy, asking for 3 female nominations going in as lead actress for the Oscars. I don't like that question. Oh. That was more entertainment, not girly quiz.
Couldn't agree more, whoever that was.
Should have known Callum was involved in that one.
Oh.
And another one saying, that question is garbage.
Yep. Who are these people? I love these people.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that is me texting. That they are actual people
they
listening.
Are. They
nothing
are
to be said
people.
For women supporting women in the arts, no?
Shut up.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's going on?
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Happening? How are we?
How are
Happy
you?
Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Do you know who's so consistently weird and just not a great vibe off
me
at all? That lad Dave. Dax Shepherd married Kristen Bell.
This is really weird.
I hate it.
He's been in my head all week.
I don't know who this is.
It was something he said to your man from SNL.
Yeah, yeah. So do you know Kristen Bell from like Frozen and The Good Place, and she's in loads of stuff, and that Nobody Wants This, that Netflix show.
Oh yes, yeah.
Okay, so she's married to this guy Dax Shepherd. I think he's some sort of actor or something.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of things.
Yeah, and he's just quite strange, right? And he was talking to Marcella.
What makes him strange?
Well, I think just the vibe. Like, he's kind of old school Hollywood a little bit, where it's like, I wouldn't be surprised now if something came out.
Yeah, he's had loads of weird comments about, like, freezing his daughter's eggs. And she's, like, 11. And, like, Kristen Bell did this, like, post for her birthday being like, oh, thanks so much for not killing me, you tech.
Oh,
yeah. Could have all this stuff.
What?
But anyway.
And in fairness, that's not on him.
Well, apparently he said it to her. But anyway, the most recent thing, this guy from SNL, Marcelo Hernandez, apparently he's good mates with Sabrina Carpenter now.
He's so funny.
I keep getting served so many videos of him, and he's gas. He's good mates with Sabrina Carpenter from when she's been on the show. And Dax Shepherd asked him, like, would you not be doing anything to date her right now? If I was 28, I would be like going out of my way to try and date her. And it's like, you're like late 40s or whatever.
Marcella was like, yeah, I'm actually just with someone. She's cool. And
Marcella was like, I'm in a relationship with a Dominican girl. She's an architect. She's unreal. She went to Yale. I'm like, thank you, Marcella. Back your girlfriend. Your girlfriend who went to Yale and is an architect. We all love Sabrina Carpenter, but like, don't be weird about it.
Yeah,
like,
I know. He's a little bit of, I don't know what it is, but it's just, there's something about him I go, ugh.
It's just weird. A man who's like 20 years older than you being like, would you not love to tap that? Back on, sir.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What's going on? Anyone watch Love Island last night?
Yes!
Oh, I'm raging. I missed it because I had a gig and I've really been in my routine of watching it.
If you are not watching Love Island this year, okay, let me just tell you, I would recommend sticking it on, even if you don't know nothing what's going on. It's really interesting this year, purely because they are all kind of going mad at each other. They all know each other, which I think has started this weird element of Love Island that I've never actually seen before.
Whereas we're used to just random people going in there.
Yeah, and they maybe slightly know each other, but these people are friends. They're in the same industry of like influencers and stuff. They go to all the same events. They know each other. It's a new kind of
Love Island page
on the book.
But they could be like, some of the girls or lads or whatever could have been in the same season 4 or 5 years ago. So they've been friends for like 4 or 5 years.
So, but also maybe some of them are enemies. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's the opposite of what you'd think Love Island All Stars would be, that it's like, oh, they're just going back in for clout. None of them really care.
Yeah.
They all seem very invested and they all seem to have issues with each other,
now,
which I love.
Our boy Jack Keating, who is a presenter here on Spin on the weekends, he is in the Love Island All Stars villa right now, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see him much last night, I'll tell you that much.
No, he did have his moment of glory.
Yes, this is what I want to talk about. So Curtis did something really interesting. Curtis is coupled up with Millie.
Yeah.
Okay. He's cringe as hell. He lies down on her. Well, imagine if she's lying on the sunbed. He kind of comes and sits at the end of the sunbed and then lies down like kind of on her lower stomach, right?
I was just watching the clip of this. It looked like she was giving birth to him. And
that's
she
what I
was
said.
Not happy with it.
She looked at Lucinda and she was like, pointed down towards him where he couldn't see. And she was like, look at this. What the hell is he doing? Anyway, they start stroking her leg. I couldn't watch. Too cringe for me. Later on,
bear in mind, they've known each other for 4 days.
Yeah. Literally.
A lot of them seem to know each other, like we just said. Curtis and Millie don't have a relationship, so it was just very full-on
behaviour for 4 days.
So
then she brings him away up and she says, listen, I just think it's a bit too coupley right now. I still am't really sure if I'm, you know, if this would work between us.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're the right type for me. But, like, we'll see how it goes. But it's just been a bit coupley so far, right?
Yeah, you have your head in my business.
I thought, do you know what? She said it really well, and she was well within her right to say that, okay? And then I thought it was the most manipulative thing I've ever seen in my entire life. He turns it completely on her and he goes, do you think, like, you know, you and Liam just broke up 5 minutes ago. Do you think you're just not open yet to finding someone?
Not open in the sense of ready to put someone's head into my fanny.
Yeah.
Not open in that sense. Sorry.
Like, no, you're dead right.
It's so funny. I didn't see that as manipulative.
It was manipulative. He turned it on her and then she starts crying and he's like, come here, come here, come here.
Yeah.
Home.
No, I think to bring, manipulative as well.
To bring her,
yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Can I ask why?
He got an ego hit from her being like, I don't really like you that much. And he was like, it's because it's your fault.
He's like,
you're the issue.
He's like,
because you broke up with your fella 5 months ago. You're probably just not open to it.
Right.
So it's on you. It's the most manipulative thing I've ever seen.
Like, the problem couldn't possibly be me coming on too strong.
And
it
then
has
when
to be you being hung
and
up
then
on your
he was like, come, hey. In, and come here, give me a hug. When she starts crying, obviously, because she starts thinking about a breakup or whatever and emotional time. And he's like, oh no, come here, give me a hug. And all, as if he's the big savior. I'm like, you are so manipulative. It's unbelievable. Then he starts walking around the whole villa fuming, he's crying. I'm like, what are you crying for? Like, what?
That's Sean's thing.
All for TV screen time, in my opinion. And then Jack Keaton goes up and he starts rubbing his leg. And I was like, he's like, oh, don't worry, man. And he starts kind of rubbing his leg. And I was like, oh, God, I can't.
Jack first encountered Curtis when Curtis was visibly like starting to get upset. And Jack went, I can't remember quote for quote, but like, he obviously warmed up and was really nice to Curtis, but he started with like, I don't want you getting all emotional on me.
But I don't think he meant
you
it
can't
that
pull
way.
That off.
I think he meant it more like, oh, I'm so, don't be crying. I hope you're all right. But he came across like, please don't get emotional.
Don't be a sap. It's wrong. I've seen a few videos of girls, like people on, you know, who are theorizing on it, reels and whatever, saying that Curtis will always attach himself to the winner.
Yes.
Like Maura, Ekansu, Millie.
Yeah.
He goes in, hones in on the winner and is like, me and you, baby. And
it has not worked for him.
No.
It's not worked for him. Like in terms of winning Love Island, he has never won Love Island.
No, but guarantee he'll be back in again next season, for God's sake.
But anyway. Safe bet. Millie's very likable. You know?
Exactly. And that's why he's going in for her.
Also, can I just say, just on other Villa Love Islanders, Tommy is going to be eaten alive by Lucinda. She's going to chew him up and spit him right back out.
And I love Tommy. He's such a nice lad.
He's such a nice lad, but he's harmless. Like, he's there's no
Tommy's
chance.
One of the geezers.
But he's not really. He's also, like, just the way he is.
And he's only young as well. Like, I think it's lousy they don't actually have a couple of younger girls in there for him. Because he was a bit upset the other day.
Was that
the problem?
Yeah,
he's too young.
The other day, and he keeps getting kind of, like, nerd, for the want of a much better word, from these girls. Because they're like, you're too young. Rejected.
Oh,
Sorry, Tommy. These girls in there are ready for marriage, babies, and more.
Yeah.
And he's just having a bit of crap.
He was upset because Jess said one of the early days, you still live with your mom. It's like, I'm 22. Man.
Oh, for God's sake.
You'll get him out of there.
Get him out for him.
Yes.
So the stats are out there. We have some research done. Obviously, Fiona, you're in a position at the moment where you're about to come up with a name for a living human being.
Oh, stop.
And I'm not sure of where your brain is at in terms of whether you want to go for like a traditional name or something kind of unique. But the names are changing quite quickly in terms of like baby name stats each year.
Yeah.
And it looks like the same is going for pets.
I love the baby name stats.
Yeah,
I don't care too much about pet name stats.
Okay.
Well that's great.
I'm going to bring
that's
it to
what
you
we
anyway.
Have now.
That's lovely.
Now, can we do baby ones instead?
No, actually, we can't.
Haven't prepped that.
This morning. Let's have a look back at the top 10 dog names of 2025. Okay?
I don't want to.
Not relevant to me.
I don't care. Sorry, go on. Dog names.
Well, I just play Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
This is according
Twice.
To Pet Insurance Group in the UK. So every pet that's registered with them, they've got the feedback now, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So the top 10 names they have for last year. And listen out if your Danish is in there.
I would be very surprised.
I'm surprised this isn't on a top 10 Tuesday of the most named dogs.
Oh, yeah.
True, actually.
Callum's on here today. He'll be fuming for that. Number one, Luna. Two is Bella. Three, Poppy. Four, Willow. Five is Lola. Six, Daisy. Seven, Teddy, which is also a very popular boy's name at the moment. Eight, Ruby. Nine, Rosie, a very popular girl's name.
Yeah,
at the moment.
And Ruby.
And Milo.
No, Charlie.
No, Charlie.
That's crazy.
That's your dog's name.
Your dog died, Dave.
R.I.P.
Bridge. For God's sake, Dave. My God.
Cat names. Some overlap. Luna, Bella, Willow, Nala, Lolo, Coco.
Well, I prefer Lolo.
Dyslexia creeping in because the following one was Coco. Milo, Daisy, Loki and Tilly. So
Loki is lovely.
Yeah.
Loki's a really nice name. They're saying that they only had one dog named Rover or Lassie insured in 2025. So those real traditional dog names are kind of on the way out. No Nashers or Fidos. Didn't know they were popular either.
Nasher. That's Nasher. The dog from Dennis the Menace.
There was only one cat last year registered with them called Tabby. So they're starting to wonder, have all of those older names come out of fashion? I've asked you this morning to get in touch because they have like a database where you can search for a pet's name and then just find that information really quickly.
Okay.
So let's have a quick look
here. I'm more into this than I thought it was going to be.
There you go. Oh, it's you, a bit of crack now.
Thank you. So a lot of people getting in touch on this with their pet's names. Let's start with Yvonne.
Hi, my son called his dog Bourbon after his favourite biscuit. Oh, and it's a boy dog.
So Bourbon Cream is B-U-O-R.
B-O-U-R.
B-O-N. Let's have a search. Wow, Bourbon was very popular in 2019. Actually, that's a lie. It's just because there's so little of them that it looks like a really high stat. Only one in 2019.
Wow.
And again, only one in 2025. So you have a
maybe
very
that was them.
Unique dog name. Well, it's a UK insurance company. Anita, too.
I have a dog and his name is called Cookie.
Cookie, I love.
I like Cookie.
I'd say he's a speckled dog, is he? Let's check in on Cookie. Wow, oh my God, lads. It's mad how these are not. I thought there'd be loads of them. It's kind of dying off in popularity. Back in 2013, there was loads of them. But back now, in 2025, only 9 cats and 26 dogs in 2020.
So we're called Cookie.
We're called Cookie.
That's a great name.
It is nice.
I like Cookie.
Now, Shan was on. She's got loads of pets, so we'll pick one or two.
I have 2 dogs. One is called Loki. The other is Nova. I have 2 cats, Lolo and Shadow.
Lolo.
I have 3 lizards. One's called Draco, Yoshi, and then Hector.
Love.
I have 2 birds called Kiwi and Cloud, and I have a tortoise called Bob.
You have a farm, basically, is what that. You have. You have she owns Dublin Zoo.
Let's check in on Shadow, because let's see if that is.
Oh, I had a dog called Shadow. Surprisingly enough, also dead.
There's a theme here.
To be fair, I am 30. I'm not like it makes sense that these dogs are dead. Yeah. I got them when I was a kid.
Yeah,
Shadow was the name of the beautiful golden retriever in Homeward Bound.
Oh,
never seen
it. What? You'd love Homeward Bound. It's such a good movie. Oh my God, genuinely you would.
Is it about dogs? Did they die? I don't want to see it.
No one dies.
They go home.
Oh, spoiler alert. They get lost and they go home.
Oh, true.
Mm. There's 21 Shadows in 2025 and 9 cats with the name of Shadow. So still there. We'll try another one. I'm interested in Draco.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of that
D-R-A-C-O.
Yeah, I was thinking that from the Harry Potter thing. Which is, I think, one of your lizards, you said. Okay.
Which would make sense because Slytherin.
Yeah.
No dogs with the name Draco last year.
You wouldn't be calling a dog Draco.
Would you not?
Not really, unless it was a real, like, little, I don't know, like, what's an evil dog breed?
Like one of those really, really white chihuahuas.
Yeah, or like a little Bichon that real, like, sits on its mom's lap and is evil to all the other dogs.
Here's Shauna.
My dog's name is Cloud. We got her from Dogs Trust, and when we adopted her, she was just this big ball of fluff. Aww. So, yeah, her name is Cloud.
Love.
Only 3 clouds registered with this company last year and 0 cats. So, yeah, that's really cool. You're very unique there.
I like Cloud.
Let's check what the story is with Seamus and with...
In the UK, probably not.
Yeah.
Seamus. Yeah, true.
There might be some Irish people living over there.
Seamus. Let's do this one. Oh, there was 1 cat called Seamus last year.
A cat.
And 2 dogs.
Oh my God, cute.
Spell Danish, D-A-N-I-S-H.
Yeah.
Danish. As a dog, that's Fiona's dog's name. 2 last year dogs, Fiona.
What?
So you're not as unique not as original. You thought you were.
Well, I didn't come up with a name. GSPCA did.
Oh, very good.
And I left it on her because I thought, grand, yeah. That's handy.
She does look like a bit of a pastry.